Cyclone Fani slammed into India's eastern coast as a powerful storm Friday. The rain and winds topped 200 kilometers per hour, pounding the coastline. The storm has since weakened to what is described as a very severe storm. Just over 1 million people were evacuated from low-lying areas and moved to thousands of shelters. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains in power Friday after opposition leader Juan Guaido's failure to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. There were no immediate reports of violence in the capital on Friday after several days of unrest. Guaido has been recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American nation. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is calling for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment. This in the wake of a new Pentagon report showing the problem is getting worse. AP Sagar-Meghani reports.
The military says reports jumped 13%, but an anonymous survey of service members suggests the problem is a lot bigger. Some 20,000 said they experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact, about 37% more than in the last survey 2 years ago. Only a third filed a formal report. The survey found women between 17 and 20 were the most likely to experience sexual assault and that most knew their attacker. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Today is World Press Freedom Day. It is being marked with more than 100 events taking place around the world. This year's theme is the relationship between the press and democracy. The main celebration is taking place for the first time in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Vietnamese woman who was tried for the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader, is heading home. Doan Thi Hoang was all smiles following her release Friday from a Malaysian prison. Hoang pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of causing injury last month and was released early for good behavior. Her co-defendant was released in March after prosecutors unexpectedly withdrew the murder charge against her. The World Health Organization says the Ebola death toll in the Democratic Republic of Congo continues to rise. Michael Ryan is the group's director for health emergencies.
As of 1st of May, we have 1,510 cases of Ebola virus disease in North Kivu and Ituri provinces of the Democratic Republic of Congo, which includes 994 deaths.
The Ebola outbreak in the eastern DRC is already the second deadliest outbreak in history. Ryan says efforts to control it have been complicated by a volatile security situation.
Yeah, insecurity has become a major impediment to ensuring that we can access, engage with, and serve the communities we wish to serve in Ebola control.
Ebola treatment centers have come under repeated attack, and a Cameroonian epidemiologist working with the WHO was killed last month. Syrian government forces conducted a wave of airstrikes against the last rebel-held enclave in northwestern Syria Friday. The increased fighting threatens a ceasefire negotiated by Russia and Turkey in place since September. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting during the last 4 days has killed at least 38 people. The U.S. Senate Thursday failed to override President Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Singing superstar Kelly Clarkson hosted the Billboard Music Awards earlier this week. AP's Ed Donahue reports making it through the program wasn't easy.
The night before surgery, Clarkson was in Las Vegas at the Billboard Music Awards.
I'm a big deal.
She wasn't just singing.
I'm hosting. My name's Kelly Clarkson.
But Clarkson did perform.
I'm broken and it's beautiful.
All the time, Kelly Clarkson says she was in pain. She tweeted she may or may not have broken down in tears after the show. Clarkson flew home to Los Angeles and had surgery the next day. Now Kelly Clarkson says she is feeling awesome and closed out her tweet with the hashtag, the show must go on. I'm Ed Donahue.
For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings, radio's